The story of Ruth and Naomi that we hear in the first reading today is so beautiful. If you haven't read the whole story yourself, I encourage you to do it. It's a beautiful story of fidelity. This quote of Ruth to Naomi, there are songs written about this. Do not ask me to abandon or forsake you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Often it's quoted in the context of romantic relationship, not so much the sense of a mother-in-law with her daughter-in-law, you know. But usually don't speak in those terms to each other. It's a beautiful story. Should check it out. Today's gospel text is very simple. We get a teaching from Jesus of the most important command of all of the commands that are given: to love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. There is no part of you that is not to enter into the gift of self in relationship to God. Everything that you are, all that you are, is to enter into this gift that is you to Him. And so we see this, and it sounds daunting. And then Jesus goes on to say something that seemingly wasn't asked of Him, and that is this: what is the second commandment? No one asked Him that question, but He wants to demonstrate for us, or show for us, that they are connected. The second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, how is it like the first commandment? It is like the first commandment because you and I are made in the image and likeness of God. To love God, to be loved by God, speaks to who we are, and the identity that we possess in Him. Why is this important? Because there's a thing in here that hinges, that we often forget, but it hinges everything, especially the second commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Be completely honest in your answer to my question. Do you love yourself truthfully? That should tell you why it's hard to fulfill this commandment. Because often our relationship with ourselves is not grounded in truth. And when the world speaks of love of self and all of the junk that they throw out in it, they don't know what they're talking about. The only way to truly love yourself is, first of all, to allow yourself to be loved by God and see the example. See someone else loving you. Only then do you fully understand how to love yourself. We need someone else to love us, to give us the courage to love ourselves in our brokenness, in our shortcomings, in our weaknesses, in our temptations, in our difficulties. We have to have the example of another loving us so that we can truly understand how we are to be loved and to have the courage to do it. If you do not love yourself in truth, properly, you will never be able to fulfill that second commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. I hate myself. Freedom to hate my neighbor, right? Logical deduction, right? Logical conclusion. No. We start with God. And then we step into this relationship with self. It is so vitally important to be known in the love of God. So, I ask you to be honest. I didn't ask you to raise your hand or speak out loud. Do we truly love ourselves? When I say truly, I mean in truth, do we treat ourselves with mercy, compassion, patience, understanding, as God treats you? There is no other way that you deserve to be treated. There is no other way that is truthful about how you are to be treated than the way that God treats you. Because He is the one that knows you. If we decide in our great wisdom, in our great knowledge of self, to treat ourselves contrary to the way that God treats us, we are in error. We are not abiding in the truth. We need the example of God's love to have the courage to truly love ourselves. Nothing more, nothing less. To truly love ourselves. So that I can see in my neighbor the reflection of one who is loved, so that I might truly love them. Amen.